Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello there and welcome. God, how excited was I to say hello there. Hello there, everyone. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, the fellow with the great hair, although I have had a haircut since I last spoke and it does look amazing. Have a look, look. How good does that look? Anyway, that's what you get for £2,000 cut by laser beams. Enough about that. Let's move on to this wonderful podcast. And we begin with Neil Warnock on Chris Wilder. I'm saying the word on a lot, aren't I? On this, on that, with Jamie O'Hara, who's on the show. Blimey.
Chris has done a job like nobody can see. I still don't know how they play the system. I watch it and I still don't know. Premier League clubs do not know how to cope with Chris's system. And I think it's great. The lads that play it now do, because they just got the freedom. And everybody fits into that jig. And I think, you know, if it was a foreign manager that's come up with these things, come up with this new system and come up with this, plaudits everywhere. Because it's Chris Wilder. Oh, he come from Northampton. He come from Halifax. You know, he doesn't get the recognition. And it's an amazing system. I'm not being disrespectful. He's got bang average players playing top of the Premier League standards. And now that's what you talk about man management as well. You know, these lads believe in what Chris is doing. And, you know, good luck. The fans are loving it and I'm sure they'll do well.
There you go. Neil Warnock, Chris Wilder, Alan Brazil's Breakfast Show, Jamie O'Hara. I don't think I missed anyone. Anyway, on now, of course, to the best show on national radio, apart from Trans Europe Express, Andy. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Blimey. Sundays from 9 p.m. Anyway, the sports bar, as always, after a busy night of football, takes calls. Tonight was no exception. It was obviously the biggest sporting event in the calendar, the World Championship Europa League Champions knockout group stages of the competition. Manchester United were in action, as were Wolves, as were Rangers, as were Celtic. So we took calls on that and more. Have a listen.
Manchester United are through to the knockout stages. They beat Partizan Belgrade 3-0 at Old Trafford. Earlier, Celtic scored a stoppage time winner themselves. That was away at Lazio. That puts them through with two games to spare.
What would be more important to you, winning the Champions League or that 10th title?
Well, what one's more realistic, Andy?
No, but I'm just curious. I want to know how important that 10th title is. What is more important for you, a 10th title or a Champions League?
To me, as a fan, personally, winning 10 is most important.
See, I kind of, the reason I'm asking, yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Wow, I don't.
See, me personally, whenever Chelsea go into a season, the most important thing for me is to try and win the Premier League. It's always the biggest trophy for me, because then you've got a toil. But because Celtic have won the last eight, is it eight you've won on the spin?
Yeah.
That then would lose, that would then be slightly devalued. I would then think, Champions League now. I've spread. You keep winning eight on a spin, but I mean, look, you're a Celtic fan. I have to accept what you're saying. I understand the point you're making. I definitely do. To be history makers and watch that, I do understand that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's speak to another Celtic fan. Tony joins us now. Hello, Tony. Good evening.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Yeah. Thanks for holding, pal. Busy night. Tony. Very
no
kind
problem,
of you. Off you go, pal.
Andy. Who are you in the studio with? Because that's not Jason Cundy.
Oh, what? So, because he's being kind.
He's being nice.
I said that to him in the break.
No.
What's the matter with you? Taking ice pills.
No, but credit where credit's due, Tony. And
yes.
What?
Yes, yes.
I've never even heard you say that sentence before.
But you've got. Come on. Sometimes Scottish football is too easy to have a pop at. But tonight, you've got to say. Do you know what, Tone? If Celtic were to play Manchester United, I would come in green and white hoops.
Of course you would.
McCundy!
Jason, Andy, I can't agree more with what that boy said a minute ago.
I know, I do.
Nine and ten's the Holy Grail.
I do get it.
See, Ben, in 3 years' time, if we're in the same position, I fully believe that the whole management of Celtic would lower the defences on the league and concentrate on the Europe.
So does that change then?
It was to happen.
When you get to 10 league titles, you're not really bothered about the 11th, it's more about Europe then?
It would be if we were in the position.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But who's to say that that's going to happen?
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're now picking ifs, buts and maybes.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous about what Rangers could do in the league this season?
I don't want to take the shine off tonight, but yeah, a wee bit, yeah. But not on tonight's performance.
No. Do you think one of the reasons why you're playing as well as you are in Europe, and also Rangers are, because you're pushing each other at the moment?
With regards to the quality of football, Celtic's dropped a gear. We've had to drop a gear because Rangers came up to the plate now. But don't get me wrong, there is still a gulf. I believe there's still a gulf, and it's fairly sizeable. But when Celtic and Rangers play together, it all goes out the window.
Now, you may remember, of course, in yesterday's game for Manchester City, Kyle Walker became the first English goalkeeper to save any shot in the Champions League for about 3 years. Quite bonkers. Anyway, Glenn, yes, by the way, that's a true fact. Don't start Googling it now. That's a fact. Take my word for it. Sometimes I do lie for comedy value. That's not a lie. That's not funny. That's real. Anyway, get on with it. All right, I will. Glenn Johnson was on Jim White's show saying, "Oh, I've done that. It's nothing special. I've done it before. Listen to me."
Yeah, so like you say, first half didn't go to plan. 1-0 down and we was playing pretty bad. So Mourinho made two subs at half-time. Then shortly after half-time, unfortunately, Bridgie broke his leg. He had to come off. Then shortly after that, Cudicini got sent off. And obviously I was playing right back. And the way we were facing, I was next to the dugout. So as Carlo's walking off the pitch, he's walking towards the dugout and obviously he's going past me. So without hesitation, he just sort of chucks me his gloves. But so I've caught the gloves. I look over my shoulder at the bench, and obviously as I've looked over, everyone's sort of turned their back on me.
Yeah, no one wants that responsibility.
Moonwalked out of my eyeline and all that. So I'm like, what do I do now? So literally no one would look at me. So I was like, right, well, I guess I'm getting a goal then. So I didn't think, just put the gloves on and started walking to the goal. But obviously I've still got the outfield kit on. So then the ref was like, no, you've got to sort of go off and
get a goalkeeper jersey.
Yeah. So again, no one talked me out of it. Absolutely everyone didn't want to know. So I was like,
this
fine.
Is brilliant.
So so now I've got Carlo's shirt on, which made me look like I was about 10 years old. Then I've gone in goal, and the first thing I had to do was, so Carlo got sent off for a foul outside the box. So first thing I had to do was defend this free kick. And Lauren Robert, if you remember, has got a hammer left foot, and I can see him lining it up, thinking, here we go. And as I'm lining the wall up, so I'm standing on the post, and usually the second guy in from the end of the wall faces the keeper to line the wall up.
Uh-huh.
And it's Lamps, right? So he's looking at me, and we've made eye contact, and we've both just burst out laughing, because I'm telling him to, like, bit left, go left, go left. So, and I don't like diving to my right. I can't really dive well to my left, but I prefer going to my left.
Okay.
So I lined the wall
this
up.
This is working so well as a goalkeeper.
Far, yeah. So I lined the wall so far up to the right that he couldn't go that side. So he has to hit it over here. So anyway, and luckily for me, he didn't catch hold of it, and I just literally dived and kicked it away with my legs. But it's mad how out of position you do feel.
Time now to head over to the Ginger Fella on Drive, and he was alongside Darren Bent. They were talking about England, so here we are, Bentos and Ron Weasley talking England.
Michael Keane, though, has been left out after the error he made against Kosovo last month. Still no place for Jack Grealish, though.
Jack Grealish is the big one. And in some respects, as you said just then, the goalkeeping situation with Dean Henderson, but as you said, we can save it for later. But yeah, you'd have to say immediately the one that jumps out is the Jack Grealish one, because I think he's playing really, really well at the minute. But I also agree with what Gareth Southgate was saying, is that for the first time in a long, long time, we've got that creative kind of midfield player role stacked with talent at the minute. We've got so many young players that are playing really well in that position. We've got some that are not even playing that consistently, like a Phil Foden, who can come in and slot into that role. So as much as it's harsh on Jack Grealish, because I think he should have been in the squad, he's up against some stiff competition.
He is, and I do feel for him because, you know, the weird thing is that Southgate has been to see him as well.
I know, I don't understand. And this is what I don't understand, which is why I think you're right. Every time he's gone to see him, he spoke about him and he rates him highly. But as I said, it's just a case of, like, you'd probably look at him and you'd look at his rival competitions are probably like Maddison and Mason Mount, you'd probably have to say. And right now, Mason Mount's boy, he's been playing superbly well for Chelsea, as Maddison has as well. They're flying with Leicester. So he can count himself unlucky because he's got to be close.
Now we can check in for the first time on this podcast with Hawksby and Jacobs. They had a very famous guest in the studio, Mark Bright, who's got a new book out. Now, I'm not a massive fan of Towie, but of course I'll be happy to read about all the adventures he got up to with Lydia. I think he went out with Lydia for some time. And also, of course, he's, you know, from Essex, so I can understand some of the haunts he might have gone to. Anyway, don't let me spoil it. This is Mark... Not that... Are you sure? Let's have a listen.
There was a lot of hunger in that Palace side you went to among the players, and I suppose it had a lot to do with the fact that you had a real life and a real job before football. Yeah. Wrighty was the same. Alan Pardew was fitting windows. Yeah. A lot of guys in that team knew what it was like not to be a professional footballer. Yeah. Do you think that had a difference?
Absolutely. I think Steve tried to do is get some angry young men. I think that's what he uses that term. People had a point to prove. People had been rejected and told, you know, you're not good enough. And, you know, he pieced it together, you know, brought John Pemberton in, Jeff Thomas came in, you know, Dave Madden come in, and we had very strong mentality. Andy Thorne was a rock at the back, Eric Young was a rock at the back, Gary O'Reilly's last defender, I think, scoring the final and the semi-final of the FA Cup. You know, Richard Shaw at left back, John Solarco coming through, Andy Gray and Jeff Thomas were as good a combination you can have in the centre midfield, obviously writing myself. Andy, Phil Barber, Eddie McGoldrick. We just had a very good, strong core, and we ran a lot. We ran a lot because Steve was big on fitness, you know. And we'd come in now, which no team would ever do, and you'd run on a Monday or a Tuesday because that's considered second, third day recoveries. And we put shift in. You had to. We played long. We played direct to me. I flicked it on. Righty got on the end of it. But you know, we had five players who played for England. We had Nigel Martin, Jeff, Wrighty, Solarco and Andy Gray all played for England. So, you know, we were doing something right. And, yeah, obviously we got promotion and we got pelted. We went to Anfield and got done 9-0. Yeah, so, you know, those Southampton players, I've been there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was reading a piece today with one of the Southampton boys saying that they kind of, psychologically, it's been a tough couple of weeks.
Of course. It's sport. It's professional sport. You know, apart from a few people of a few teams, you're going to lose more than you win.
Yeah.
So you have to get over it. You just have to. I remember it was in the days where there was no social media, so we were lucky. I went out, crept out the next day and got the paper, and it was all jokes. Everyone's just making jokes, you know. Did you see the game? I left at 9, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was sort of thing. And it ruined Perry Suckling, you know. Kind of like the Steve Copper bought in Nigel Martin, first £1 million goalkeeper. And then you have to show your metal. You have to show what you're made of.
Well, Angus Gunners, I mean, he's been out of the team. McCarthy's come back in, isn't he? I mean, that's bound to have had.
Well, Alex McCarthy's a good keeper. Yeah, there's no question about that. And you know, he was at Palace. It didn't quite work out for him, but he's a good keeper. It's really going to show what you're made of, you know, as a player, because obviously we bounced back in a big way, because
FA Cup semi-final against Liverpool.
I mean, Liverpool were the Man City.
Yeah,
you know, they. That was the last time they won the league. They were polished. They were excellent.
Over now to kick off with Hugh Woozencroft, Darren Lewis and John Solarco was on the show. How about that? John Solarco, what a winger he was. Good work, John.
Quite interesting that you guys were all so ferocious, hungry, loud, and yet you had such a calm, considered, a fantastic man manager in Steve Coppell.
He really was. I mean, he was a very intelligent man, very quiet. I mean, didn't do an awful lot of coaching. He had some great coaches.
And to be frank, he Steve didn't Harrison. Have the background of but, many of you guys no, either, did he? But he was able to manage you guys.
Steve
really
was
well.
Brilliant tactically, and he was brilliant talking. His man management was fantastic. You know, he talked to me as a wide player. He would just give me little tips, little things he would say, and the way he would talk to you. And exactly with Wrighty and Brighty, he just knew how to get the best out of players. You know, Andy Gray was arguably one of the best midfielders. You know, he really was, you know, fantastic, top of the tree. We had good players everywhere, but a real team ethic. But we had to work to win games, and we had to work together. And, you know, that side finished third in the top flight. You know, arguably it was a year when they let Liverpool back in. you can see that conversation going, right, we can either let Liverpool back or we can let these South London ragamuffin boys into Europe. They're like, okay, yeah, let Liverpool. Disgrace, I can't believe they, that. It was, you know, that was one of the things that you look back and we lost Wrighty after that. And, you know, we talked about, you know, Wrighty sort of talked about that year Leeds finished fourth. They signed Dorigo, Cantona and Wallace. And Wrighty was saying, look, if we have investment in the side, I'll stay. And there wasn't really money and there wasn't really the foresight to push on, you know. So, you know, Leeds won it the year after. Went on to, you know, to play in the Champions League and do really well under David O'Leary. So it just shows, you know, we went down that season. I got injured. And there was a bit of a, you know, dark period for me because I was sort of playing in the England team and I took back-to-back cruciates in the space of 3 years, which really knocked the stuffing out of me, to be honest. So... but upwards and onwards, just ploughed on to 36.
Jason Cundy here, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, regular listeners to the TalkSport Daily podcast will know all about James Savundra and the fact that we haven't got a show for him on TalkSport. So what he does to earn money is he just tips up with a microphone and sticks it in front of famous people's faces, tries to get a few words from them, and then claims it back in expenses. Well, James was lucky enough to catch up with Marco Silva. Have a listen. Let me know if this is worth 40 quid.
Marco, it was a very difficult moment with what happened with Andre Gomez on Sunday, but has that, in a way, brought everyone together this week?
We were before as a group, as a team, of course. That moment, I think everyone saw that. After that moment, he's losing and not deserving losing that game 1-0 at all. After that situation with Andre, we showed a strong character as a team, our players. That moment, they want to fight even more than before, because they felt was not fair what's happened with Andre as well. Even if in football that bad luck can happen with during one season, can happen during a football match, even training session. And we show that last 15 minutes, we show that. And of course, we have to keep really strong as a team, that togetherness, even more than in the last few months as well, because these type of things are happening with us. And just a strong group, strong character, a big commitment with our football club, we can keep working really hard to achieve the points we want.
How big is this game for you when you consider what's happened so far this season, when you consider Southampton's form, and you look at that fixture list towards the end of this month in December?
Yeah, really important game, not just because what will come in December. Sometimes when you are thinking, and Premier League is like that, when you are thinking, okay, that will be the most easy game, normally will be the most difficult, when you don't look to the games with the full focus and respecting the opponents, even if they are in a good position or not in the table. Is really will be really difficult for you to react in the pitch. You have to prepare, and you prepare all the games. if you were playing against Lincoln in the Carabao Cup, we prepare in the same way that we prepare against Tottenham or against Southampton. Nothing changed for us. We want our players always full focus, and the game will be really important. More 3 points before the international break have always a big impact in the teams as well, the result you can achieve or not, and it's really important for us to go there and to do our maximum and our best to win.
Time now to head back to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and their guest was Chris Kamara, or Cammy, of course, famous for that catchphrase, unpredictable Jeffrey. Incredible stuff. Anyway, would you believe he has got an album coming out for Christmas? I shit you not. He genuinely has. This is him talking about that album that's coming out for Christmas. Honestly.
As a future, we do a guest who joined the show to find out a bit more about them. It's called First and Last, Cammy. We're simply going to ask you first and last questions. Here we go. I want your first and last. Cammy, first one. First ever gig you went to. You was your first gig.
People might not have heard of him. He's still a legend. He's still around now. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. Claire, oh, absolutely. Claire.
Alone Again, naturally, yeah. Is my favourite.
Right. That surprised me, Cammy. That has surprised me. I promise you, my missus used to like Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
He did a pudding bowl haircut, didn't he?
Yeah. I love people who play the piano. Absolutely magnificent. That's how he was my first hero, and then Elton came along and surpassed him.
Last time you were starstruck?
With Elton.
Right.
With Elton in the director's box at Vicarage Road, the story I've just told.
Yeah, first crush?
First crush, my wife, of course.
Yes, good answer.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be anywhere without her. 38 years married, and she's put up with me for 41.
Last time you cried?
Unfortunately, it was on TV when the Leicester chairman died.
Mm. First outlandish big money purchase?
I bought a Morris 1100 when I was an apprentice at Pompey.
Really?
For £422.
The insurance was more than that. Last meal you cooked? Was that to think about that?
Yes.
See, he stays in Knightsbridge now in hotels.
I know, yeah.
Well, I did bake off, so, but that's not a meal, is it? That's baking cakes. So probably spaghetti bolognese if my missus was away, because that's the only thing I can do.
He's got a chef now, Cammy, isn't he?
this is a pop star. James Martin, he's coming in a minute.
He is brilliant. He's cooking you up some prep food.
First sporting hero?
Pele,
and last one. First time you use your fame to get something for nothing.
I haven't done it, but now I'm a pop star.
What's it going to be? What are you going to ask for?
I don't know. But do you get a rider now?
I think you've got to have a Bentley to the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Bentley to the Royal Albert Hall.
So, Bentley, are you listening?
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow.
But there you go, Chris Kamara with his new album that's out for Christmas, Unpredictable. Anyway, time now for the best bits of the sports bar. Apart from the best bits you heard earlier on, these are the other best bits of the sports bar, which might include, I'm just looking at Tom now, he's the actual producer of the show, he's sat opposite me. Tom, will it include, by the way, maybe, says maybe. So let me know if it's in it. Tweet me, AndyGosin05. If it's not in it, I, of course, will quit this role of voice man on podcast. Anyway, these are some of the best bits of the sports bar. Sit back, kick your shoes off, take the phone off the hook. Enjoy.
I'm calling because I want to defend the band, a great band that you slagged off about 20 minutes ago called The Snuts. They're a fantastic band from Scotland.
Right.
I'm outraged.
Right. I know, but you've got to remember, Callum, that, you know, we want, and this is for Josh as well behind the glass, we want some tunes that people recognise, not some jump.
There might be a good band, but they're not at the moment.
Callum, but Josh, we didn't, you know, we want a bit of Rod.
Josh knows where it's at, right? And because next year, I guarantee you, next year, The Snuts, you'll remember the name.
Well, that's fine then. We'll play them next year. When we play them next year then?
Andy, I seem to remember, actually. I listen to you guys a lot. By the way, I love the show. Andy, you love The Strokes, don't you?
Only when the wife's out. Right, let's go to the next line.
Carry on.
Go on, just sing us a bit of the Blue Tones.
How'd they go?
Where did you go? Where things have gone for you?
Keep going.
Have you had a drink tonight, Lana?
I'm not sure for you. You don't have to have that.
Yeah, it's enough of that. I never thought I'd say this, but I wanted more of the snuts.
Well, there you go. There was no By The Ways in this podcast, so that's it from me, Ivo. Maybe I'll take a week off and let Tom think about the mistake he's made, and then when I come back in a week's time, he'll go, oh, you are the best. We actually was cuddly, and it was appalling, 52 takes just to say his name.
My name's Jason Cindy. Oh, sorry, I can't read my writing. Oh.
So hopefully in a week's time, he will understand what he's done, and I'll be back in the hot seat. Anyway, before I go, just time to tell you about some live football that's on TalkSport over the weekend. Chelsea against Palace, that's on TalkSport. Live commentary from 12:30 on Saturday. Staying with Saturday, but over on TalkSport 2, you can hear Southampton against Everton, and then a massive game of football. Also on Saturday, 5:30, back on TalkSport, Leicester against Arsenal. How about that? Three fantastic games all across one network, so get involved. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy your life. And don't forget to buy Chris Kamara's new album, Unpredictable, for Christmas. Would I buy it? That
was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.